If you've got a sharp eye, you might have noticed a new building in downtown Columbia. Last week, the City of Columbia and local entrepreneurial group The League of Innovators officially opened the Brent and Erica B. Shore Downtown Incubator. The shared workspace on the ground floor of the 5th Street parking garage is a central location for entrepreneurs and small businesses to meet, work, and collaborate. KBIA's Scott Pham explains.
Well, it was the grand unveiling of the incubator space here at the 5th and Walnut Garage.
Mike Mathis was at the incubator's official opening last week. The building itself, just down the street from Ready, isn't much on paper. It's really just a collection of featureless desks, tables, chairs, a shared workspace for startup businesses.
Rather than a startup firm buying space or renting space, they basically rent time with a lot of assets.
Those assets include meeting rooms and Wi-Fi, but they also include mentors at Ready and the League of Innovators, as well as access to like-minded entrepreneurs.
This is really the front door for the entrepreneurial community. Anybody who wants to start a business, this is the place to come and get connected.
That's Brent Beshore, CEO of AdVentures. He's a serial entrepreneur, a board member of Ready, and it's his name that's on the wall here.
You need a place to work, right? But most people can work out of their homes, right? So what you're really doing is you need connectivity. You know, connectivity to capital at the right time, connectivity to mentors, connectivity to just knowledge.
Sitting on a curb outside the reception is Murtaza Halai. He's exactly the kind of guy Beshore and the city want here at the incubator. He spent 9 years with Amazon.com in Seattle, and now he plans to start an e-commerce business in Columbia. He says a community of entrepreneurs and mentors could help get his business off the ground.
It's like it's oxygen in the room, you know, especially with tech. It's just, you know, when you're really starting up, it's ideas. You want people around who can quickly tell you that, hey, you know, that's a stupid idea. Don't bother with it, or, you know, here's what I think.
It's this oxygen in the room that made Matthew Murray start the process of applying to the incubator for himself and his students.
This is one.
In his small office at Westminster College, Murray pulls down his well-worn copy of The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. It's something of a Bible for the entrepreneurial set, and it's advice that Murray badly needs. He's a professor of English at Westminster, a small liberal arts college in Fulton. Before coming here, he spent 3 years in Macedonia with the Peace Corps. Aside from the language school he helped to build there, he doesn't have much experience in the way of entrepreneurship.
The biggest approach to take, I found, is not just like gathering information, but start taking action. And then once you start taking action, then a lot of learning will come along with that.
Murray's spearheading efforts at Westminster to make entrepreneurship a greater part of the liberal arts education. In addition to his composition classes, he started teaching an intro entrepreneurialism course.
We're not going to just give you theoretical. We're not just going to keep doing what we've been doing, but we're going to work on finding ways to transform this education into something that's practical.
Murray wants to regularly bring his classes to the downtown incubator, making the business world a major part of students' time at Westminster. For a small liberal arts school, this kind of thing is highly unusual.
It is, but you know, entrepreneurship comes out of left field.
Seljan Phelps is a professor of business management information systems. She and the rest of her department have welcomed Murray with open arms.
And the interesting thing about entrepreneurship is sometimes that's enough. Being very, very eager, having fire in your belly is great. But a lot of times it's the little things that trip you up.
Murray's not entirely sure what will come of his time at the downtown incubator. But if he knows one thing, when it comes between waiting and seeing or taking action, he'll act. KBIA News, Scott Pham.